Now, more Healthy Talk Radio. Lines are open now at 1-800-307-3002. Once again, here's Deborah Ray.
Joining us today is a noted author, speaker, and coach to talk about a book with a title that certainly speaks to each and every one of us. Take good care of yourself. Simple things you can do right now. If we take a look at all of our good intentions and think, oh my goodness, where do you start? What better advice than simple things you can do right now? And joining us today is that noted speaker and coach, author of Take Good Care of Yourself, and you'll find more at her website, KarenLRose.com. Karen Rose joining us today. Karen, hello and welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Well, pleasure to have you join us. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you very much.
So I understand you had some health challenges of your own.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't wait till you were in later decades in life to start with overwhelming fatigue, then migraines, and then at one point in time diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, Karen.
Yeah, it was quite surprising because I thought I had a better diet than most people that I know, and I think I did, but obviously there was still a lot of room for improvement, and the education that I got on getting myself better is what I'll do the rest of my life and what I'm out speaking about now and what really encouraged me to write the book as soon as I got better.
And the message that speaks to all of us, no matter what our healthcare challenge, Karen, because I think many of us grew up around that grandmother's kitchen table. What did the doctor tell you to do? You talk about take good care of yourself. Tell us the difference.
Well, first of all, I have a speech that I go out and give to all different types of groups called "What Is Your Body Trying to Tell You?" Mm-hmm. And that really says it all. And every time I start talking to people about this, they almost repeat those same words to me because intuitively we really do need to tune in a little bit more because intuitively we are being told that there's something that's imbalanced in our system and we need to just listen a little bit closer. So when we do that, then we can do a better job with getting better. And most of it's like everything that you always talk about, Deborah. It's about just getting back to the basics. It's about eating better and paying closer attention, eating more closer to nature. And that's what my book's about, is just talking about a lot of different tips that we can do to lower our stress and simplify our lives more.
Well, I would welcome your insight, Karen, because so many of us these days, I'm sure you run into them as well, define our health on the basis of the test results, following the numbers. You know, you go out to dinner and you hear the almost common refrain, well, about your cholesterol, your blood sugar, your
exactly.
blood pressure numbers.
Yeah, well, actually what I learned when I got sick, it's more about what our pH level is, and that measures our alkalinity. You know, when you hear a great metaphor, and I have a big section about the nutrition section in my book that really tells about what I did to get better, but the essence of it is that, like when you hear an advertisement for a car battery, they say alkaline batteries in a big bold statement, because if the battery's over acidic, it's not going to work. Well, the same, it's a great metaphor for our bodies, too. And in this fast food microwave world we're all living in, most people are eating the opposite amount of bad foods compared to good foods, and then we're wondering why our bodies aren't working as well. So that's what we need to pay closer attention to, and you do such a beautiful job on every one of your shows reinforcing that message.
Well, when you started listening to your body, when it was telling you, you know, overwhelming fatigue, fibromyalgia, which of course is that literally hurt all over.
Mm-hmm, literally, yeah.
Yeah. What was it trying to tell you, Karen? What did you learn from the experience?
Well, first of all, I was in a corporate job in an outside sales position and a lot of stress and in an unsupportive environment, and I needed to pull myself out of that for a while, and I literally felt like when I finally got to the point that I needed to go out on short-term disability, I felt like God was saying to me, are you ready to listen now? And it was almost like this, it was painful being out and, you know, being out because of that. But it was like when I went back to work again, it was like I had this long meditation and just really I had to tune into my body then. And if I didn't and didn't pay attention to what I was eating and drinking and exercising when I could, and with chronic fatigue, you got to be careful with that kind of stuff. You can't push yourself too much. And you just doing what I could to try to overcome it and really eat foods and drink. You were just talking about a green tea, and I have a green drink that I drink all the time that really literally gave me my life back and that boosts the alkalinity, and that's what our, you know, all of our goal needs to be, is just keep that alkalinity boost, and then we'll have the energy and the natural vitality that's really our birthright.
But additionally, in Take Good Care of Yourself, Karen, you talk about the other aspects of health, emotional and spiritual health. Help us to understand that balance.
Right. Well, I think all of us have our in this informational era that we're in, and just so many, taking on so many tasks and having so much stuff trying to grab at our attention all the time, we just overstress ourselves and create so much chaos in our lives. And so I have a lot of different things. The book itself is broken down into 5 different sections, which include well-being, pamper yourself, good health, have fun, and professional and career. And from that, you'll get different tips that will help you in all those aspects of your life, because we need to throw more fun back in our life, and we also need to find ways of lowering our stress. And one of my favorite tips is a section where I talk about music and how music can just instantly really change your state of mind and lower your stress level. So that really can help a lot.
Absolutely. As can, and of course, we talk about things like anger. It's on the wire services today about anger and a regular heartbeat. Mm-hmm. But some of the more spiritual emotions, gratitude, forgiveness, and
absolutely,
their relationship to health, Karen.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I talk about keeping a gratitude log. I mean, I don't care how stressed out you are and what's going on in your life. You can think of 5 things that you're grateful for every single day. Whether it's having beautiful friends and family around, the beautiful home that you're living in, the wherever, whatever town you're living in, you can find beauty all around you. And being grateful for those things every day and taking the time to write it down can really help you. And then when you're having an even, you know, if you're having a really bad day, then you pull that out and reread it, and then it reminds you, oh, yeah, you know, and it helps to put things back in perspective again.
So through your own experiences, you know, which you share and take good care of yourself, as I'm sure, you know, with all of your presentations and your coaching, mm-hmm. if you look back, Karen, I mean, obviously this was perhaps not maybe the direct path that you had seen for your life.
I would have loved to have learned it in a different way, yes,
right.
Definitely, but that's okay, because I got really sick, and I used it all to my advancement on when a doctor said, you must be depressed. I assured him I didn't have time to be depressed. I had all these wonderful things I was trying to do in my life. I told him to keep his drugs. I was doing things on a natural way. I found a few great books that helped me and a few great people that were that knew a lot about herbs and vitamins that really helped me get on the right track again, and, you know, and just did whatever I could. And that's when I was really, really tuning into my body and just doing what I could, because my belief is I didn't have time for this. I didn't have time to be sick, and none of us do. We need to do things every single day to put ourselves back on our own priority list and make ourselves the most important thing, because no matter what you have going on in your life and how many other people you might be taking care of in your life, if you're not taking care of yourself first and put yourself on your own priority list, then you don't really have as much to give to other people. So it could be as simple as just going and telling the family, I'm going in the bathroom for 10 minutes to take a bath, and I'm taking a bubble bath, and it's my time. So maybe have at least that time to pamper myself, and you just need to do that. And if you have kids and you're doing that, that teaches the kids that's important as well.
Well, there's so much information in Take Good Care of Yourself. Simple things you can do right now. For those of us who are already looking for stocking stuffers, I know a number of people who would benefit from this. Where do we find the book, Karen?
You can get it on my website, www.karenlrose.com, and also you can order it on amazon.com.
Well, take good care of yourself. Simple things you can do right now. Privileged to have you share it with us. Karen, great job. Thank you so much.
So much, Deborah. It's an honor to be on your show.
Karen Rose joining us today. Again, KarenLRose.com. We'll tell you more coming up. Open phone lines with one of the best, 800-307-3002. Researcher and journalist Bill Sardi joining us today on Healthy Talk Radio.